Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 88. Lows dip down to about 66. Tonight, mainly clear. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 91. Low 90s Thursday, upper 80s by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 66.
Kansas Midwest and News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Labor says that unemployment rates across the state of Kansas have remained relatively stagnant, which is good news in the latest report. However, local communities around the state are seeing potential unemployment increases because of the closure of certain plants. One of them, according to KSNT News, is the city of Emporia, where according to the KDOL, they say that their unemployment rate has near doubled due to the closing of the Tyson Food Processing Plant recently. As according to the unemployment rate for the city of Emporia, it has risen up to 5.7% after the closure of the plant, passing the statewide unemployment rate that's currently sitting at 3.8%. More than 800 workers in the community were employed at the facility, with the community's unemployment rate skyrocketing compared to last year's 3% as of May of 2024. In other news, the Prairie Band Casino and Resort has officially announced that stand-up comedian and late-night talk show host Jay Leno is officially coming to the casino later on this year for a show set for October 16th at 7 p.m.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the summer sales sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles, and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly and officials in the Capitol have denied a request from the Satanic Grotto for what they say were planning a, quote, witching hour protest that would be held in early August at the Kansas State House. As WIBW reports that the announcement from the state government was wrapped up at the end of last week, saying that the group had originally planned for an event to take place at 9 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, August 2nd, on the south steps of the State House in downtown Topeka. They say, however, that the state officials said that they denied the base on safety concerns and the availability of the Kansas Highway Patrol resources to be on hand during the late night event. According to the Satanic Grotto, however, they say that it was a move that was based on religious discrimination that targets minority groups. As according to their statement, they say, quote, it was unequivocally characterized this denial as a discriminatory act, a blatant attempt to suppress constitutional rights, and a clear path of targeting minority religious and activistic groups. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska delegation in Washington, D.C. ended up voting in full force for the One Big Beautiful Bill to help it pass in both the Senate and the House and get it on President Donald Trump's desk by the end of last week. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, the bill ended up passing the U.S. House along party lines with a 218 to 214 vote, with all of the Nebraska delegation supporting the bill, including Congressman Mike Flood, that released a statement afterwards saying, quote, we're delivering on President Trump's growth agenda, saying he's excited to see the bill take effect. During the conversations in the House, the Nebraska-based 2nd Congressional District Representative Don Bacon had vocal some concerns about the Senate version of the bill, and especially their proposed cuts to Medicaid, but he did end up supporting the bill at the end of the day, saying that he had received reassurances that the bill would not degrade the quality of health care for people covered by the Medicaid program. He did say, however, that the Senate had kept the House version of the Medicaid reform programs. But American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their next meeting July 14th will review budget requests, asking department heads to find at least a 3% and preferably 5% reduction in budget request. Preliminary numbers show a $5.193 million increase projection before any cost of living adjustment for county employees. Factoring a 3% COLA increase, that brings an increase to nearly 6 mils. The 2025 tax rate was 44.907, with a revenue neutral rate of 44.386 mils. Assessed valuation for 2026 in Marshall County will increase by some $2.6 million. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners were told to expect a 10 to 12% increase in health insurance for 2026, resulting in a cost of some $124,000. They will explore options. Kansas Department of Transportation has begun resurfacing on U.S. 36 in Republican Washington counties. Chip seal from Belleville East, 18 miles to K-22 in Washington County, with flaggers and a pilot car used during construction. Single-lane traffic, and you may expect delays up to 15 minutes. Pre-fair judging is Tuesday at the Washington County High School with the Public Fashion Review Tuesday evening at 7 at the Washington Christian Church, which is a new location this year. Public is welcome to attend the Fashion Review. Jefferson County Fair in Fairbury starts Tuesday, continuing through Sunday. Rough Stock Rodeo Tuesday and Wednesday nights with free admission. A number of other activities are planned throughout the week. Full schedule of events is online at jeffcofair.us and on Facebook. J.D. Euler of Wathena, who had served as 22nd Judicial District Judge, which includes Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties, passed away Friday at the age of 85. Euler served that post from 1988 to 2000, including 6 years as Chief Judge. Then, after retirement, went on to serve as a Donovan County Commissioner. Timothy B. Gilliam, age 69, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral services planned Friday at 5:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Tim Gilliam. Florence McGrath, age 96, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday in Olathe. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf Cemetery. The ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Florence McGrath. Willifred Corky Godsey, age 95, of Waterville, passed away July 2nd. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Corky Godsey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Tomorrow, pulled pork sandwich, baked potato fries, garden vegetable blend, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers early on today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some scattered showers throughout Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then scattered showers possible throughout Saturday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a chance for some rain early Sunday, then some sunshine with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and more rain possible throughout Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 106, the average low 69, and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:58, sunrise in the morning 6:07. We had another 15 hundredths inch, give or take, overnight here at studios in Marysville. Just a little sprinkle here a moment ago. Looks like that activity dissipating, indicated by radar, but a little bit of a shower here and there yet. 67 with a cloudy overcast otherwise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of July. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, of full or part-time hours, and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy. Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Swing for the fairway at the 10th annual Marysville Bulldog Boosters annual golf tournament Saturday, July 12th in Marysville. You don't need to be best by par. You just need to be good at having fun. Cost us $400 per team of four, including two mulligans per player, a meal, and a gift. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. All proceeds from the tournament will help Marysville Junior Senior High Athletics. To register, visit bulldogboosters.club/golf or on Facebook at the Marysville Bulldog Booster 364 page. Be on par for greatness at the 10th annual Marysville Bulldog Boosters Golf Tournament, July 12th in Marysville.
Bittersweet when a milestone comes in a loss. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Manny Machado entered last night's game with 1,998 hits on his career resume. Bottom of the first, he singles, 1,999. Then in the bottom of the fourth.
The 0-1. Hard hit grounder, left side, off the glove of the diving Perdomo into left, and number 2,000 for Manny Machado in his major league career.
97-3, the fan. Machado finishes with three hits, the third being his 15th homer of the season, but it all comes in a loss for the Padres. Diamondbacks, a 6-3 win in San Diego. Toronto extends its win streak to 9, an 8-4 win over the White Sox. 9-game win streak, their longest since 2015. Guardians' 10-game losing streak is now done. They beat Houston 7-5. Brewers 9-1 over the Dodgers. LA's dropped its last four. Manager Dave Roberts.
You look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more, positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
LA losing to the Brewers by 8 last night. Milwaukee's largest margin of victory against the Dodgers since 2010. Giants hang on to beat the Phillies 2-1. Giants have won 5 of 6. Marlins a 5-1 win over the Reds. Tigers beat the Rays, Detroit's 58th win of the season. Angels with a walk-off walk in their final at-bat. They beat the Rangers 6-5. Red Sox a 9-3 win over the Rockies. Royals beat the Pirates 9-3. Kansas City's won 5 of its last 7. WNBA Mercury a 30-point win over the Wings. Sammy Whitcomb a career-high 36 points in 26.5 minutes on the court. Dream rallying from a 12-point deficit to beat the Valkyries 90-81. Pacers confirming Tyrese Halliburton, who went down with a torn Achilles in Game 7, will indeed miss the upcoming season. Paolo Banchero gets a 5-year max rookie contract extension. Clippers Jazz Heat pull off a deal. Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to L.A.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ride into summer savings with Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover, and with our full selection, be ready to cruise in style and be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride sitting in the driveway. With new arrivals daily, visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by and see either me or Ethan today.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The latest targets of President Trump's tariffs are Japan and South Korea. Goods imported from those countries are set to be hit with 25% tariffs starting August 1st, the same day that import fees are slapped on a dozen other nations. That news did not sit well with Wall Street. The Dow Jones on Monday fell more than 400 points to close at 44,406. The NASDAQ likewise lost 0.9%. The S&P 500 surrendered 0.8%. Tesla stock slipped nearly 7% Monday, the electric car maker losing $68 billion in market cap after CEO Elon Musk announced plans to form a new political party. Tesla investors have been uneasy with Musk's interest in Washington. A new TikTok app is in the works, a walled-off version to address data security concerns of users in the U.S. It's slated to be ready before the planned sale of that platform to a group of non-Chinese investors, allowing it to continue U.S. operations. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th, home of the USAC Midwest Midget National Championship. This national championship race will have some of the nation's top drivers for the Thursday through Saturday event. After the races, enjoy the beer garden with live music or ride the mechanical bull. Free admission to the horse arena events with a rough stock rodeo, extreme trail challenge, and a fun open horse show. There'll be a carnival and many special events. Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th in Fairbury, Nebraska. Visit us at jeffcofair.us or on Facebook at Jefferson County Fair, Nebraska.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The federal estate tax, often called the death tax, has been a long concern for farmers and ranchers. While it's designed to target the transfer of large estates, it can hit farm families especially hard due to the high value of land and equipment. With exemption levels set to drop in 2026, many in agriculture are worried it could force the sale of land or put added pressure on farm succession planning. Here's what Larry Steckline of the Steckline Report had to say about the death tax.
The death tax for farmers has ripped apart many family farms and ranches across this country. It used to be years ago when somebody died, left land to their siblings. I got to tell you, folks, couldn't make it. $2-3 million tax issue that pretty much wiped them out and put them out of business. We've had help the past few years on that. If it passes, and we all have our fingers crossed, because there isn't anybody in agriculture, or quite honestly in business, that wouldn't want this to happen. The one big beautiful bill boosts the death tax exemption. Boosts it. And I got to tell you, protecting more family farmers and ranchers than ever before, they say. And it has a good chance of passing. Anybody that's involved in agribusiness for sure, and maybe other businesses as well, tell us it's time for Congress to pass this bill, and they're working hard to get it done. Farm organizations of all kinds of farmers are telling Washington, let's get it done. This bill has key differences in the House and the Senate, but not too many, which I like. Can't fight too much. The main variations come down to changes in the tax provisions. But the key to note proposed changes in the farm safety net, pretty much the same. Farm safety net will be in about the same in both of those bills. And quite honestly, I think the death tax bill will be the same in both as well. So there's some haggling going on, and we need it badly. Let's hope. Huh? See you on the next Steckline Report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Following a wet spring, Kansas is bracing for a spike in mosquito populations. K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains the pest and his recommendation for control. He shares insight into what to expect from mosquitoes this summer.
We've had quite a bit of rain around the state, different places, which is really nice. Really, in the last two or three years, we've not had that many problems with mosquitoes. But this year, because of all the rain, I've gotten a lot of calls from consultants and growers and people that are out and about in the country because of the mosquitoes. May and June are in Kansas are generally our rainy months, and that's when we start seeing the mosquito populations pick up. By mosquito populations, I'm talking about the adults.
He describes how this pest repopulates and where to spot them in your home.
The mosquito egg is generally laid on the surface of water, on attached to vegetation or moss or something, either singly or in rafts or large numbers. Most adult female mosquitoes, that they will lay anywhere from 200 to 300 eggs. And those eggs will hatch anywhere from four or five, it depends on temperature. The eggs will hatch anywhere from 4 or 5 days to several weeks. Again, this time of year, they're going through development quite rapidly because the temperatures are ideal for their rapid development. So as the adults, females, as they mate and they come out and they oviposit eggs and they hatch into what generally are called wigglers. As you walk up there, as the shadow passes over them, they will take off and they'll head to the bottom. They'll stay in the bottom just for a few seconds, and then they have to come back up to get another breath of air. So that's why they're called wigglers. When you walk up there, you see the mass of wigglers moving around inside under the surface of the water. That means it's full of mosquitoes.
Managing mosquitoes at the larval stage is the best control option, says Whitworth.
They're very good at finding a source of blood, whatever they key on, whether it's carbon dioxide, whatever it is. So what I always tell everybody is if you live out in the country, it's really difficult to get rid of all these sources of mosquito larvae. That's what you want to shoot for. You want to try and get rid of the eggs, the larvae, or the pupae before they become adults. Eggs, larvae, and the pupae cause no problems. They don't bite. They don't carry any diseases. And they're contained within some place where there's water.
That was K-State entomologist Jeff Whitworth on mosquito management in Kansas. For more information, visit entomology.k-state.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Now 70 now, $15 in here and 70 now.
HomeSend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tom and Rob at 353-2210.
The secret to spicing up your romantic life may lie in your herb garden. We will share some ancient herbal secrets today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 8th, the 189th day of the year. Celebrity chef Wolfgang Puck shares a birthday with actress Angelica Houston, and a patent for the game Twister was issued on this day in 1969. Warm season herbs like basil, parsley, and thyme are producing quite nicely now. And apart from the flavor and fragrance benefits, they could have you flirting with romance. Since ancient times, herbs have been used in the pursuit of love. Rubbing thyme on your skin, for example, was said to attract a sweetheart. A pot of basil on your doorstep was a signal that you were looking for love. And a shy lover will find courage with a little borage. So save a few sprigs from your herb garden today. It could add a little extra zing to supper tonight. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 67 degrees with a cloudy overcast. Seasonal highs around 90 on tap for us again today. We tallied another 1,500th of an inch overnight with a brief shower that moved across, more or less across the area. Looks like we had some pretty decent little reports over toward Washington County. Little bit of activity still tapering off. We had just a very brief sprinkle moments ago here at studios.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Jayhawk Athletic Department has officially released their brand new David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium and their new design going into the fall football season. As according to the Athletic Department, they say the new field is known as the Cavisto Field and will include a large Jayhawk right in the center of the field with two Big 12 Conference logos on the 25-yard lines, with the end zones both reading Kansas outlined in red and blue. At the same time, the Rock Chalk and Jayhawk are showcased in opposing sidelines as well, with the overall design coming from a partnership between Mammoth Sports Construction and the Kansas Jayhawk Athletic Department. During the creative design period, many Jayhawk fans said that they were seeking to try and bring back the popular 1941 Warhawk logo in the center of the field, but the decision came to the current Jayhawk logo instead of the popular 1941 logo, even though, according to the athletic director, they say it was a tough decision. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.